All right, this is Chad here with TortureCast, and I'm here with Pablo Sandoval, third baseman for the San Francisco Giants. How you doing today, Pablo?
Good. I'm happy.
You happy? Why are you happy?
Be here, man.
I'm happy to be here, too. But I'm sure you're happy because not only are you in the major leagues, but you guys have 18 games left. You're only 2.5 behind the Dodgers right now and obviously have a firm command of the National League wild card. And it's got to be exciting, especially compared to last year when you guys were out of it at this time of the year. How does it compare, like, the energy of the clubhouse now compared to last year?
Yeah, it's a great energy, you know, especially when you're fighting for a spot to in the postseason. So it's a great moment right now. So we enjoy this moment. Humble, you know, listen to music, have fun with each other. So that's what I've been doing right now.
Yeah, I guess you got to be humble because you don't know when you're going to be back. I mean, you've got two rings and an MVP, and I was there for game one when you tatered those three over the fence. That was pretty incredible. I mean, is that probably the best moment of your career so far?
Yeah, it is, man. It is, especially, you know, win two championships and left us 5 years. So fighting for the third one in the 6 years, so for me, it's special, you know, especially in that moment, the game one in 2012 World Series. You know, it's just one of those things you don't want to forget, never going to forget.
Yeah, it's incredible because a lot of guys look at that on paper and they saw Verlander versus Zito and everything, and everybody predicted the Tigers are going to win, and you guys came through, so it's pretty incredible. As far as now is concerned, I mean, you got Arizona in front of you, and obviously they're not having a really good year, but I'm assuming you guys are professionals, and you don't take any opponent lightly, is that correct?
No, we don't take any opponent. You know, we go in there fighting. Like, guys, he's one of the best teams in the league. So we fight and play hard every game.
All right. So coming down in the last 18 games here, you got the Dodgers coming up this weekend. Is that hard to not look at that? Or is it like the cliche when you players always say, we just take it one game at a time. We're looking at tonight and tomorrow. We're not looking to the Dodgers yet.
No, we don't look enough. So probably they're looking up, but we don't look then. So we're going to play our game. So that's what we know how to do that. So we're going to play our game. They're going to do their own things. We're going to do our own thing. So.
All right, so I got to ask a question. You know, the Giants in 1993, I don't know how old you were then. Young, right?
7 years.
7 years old. Damn, I'm too old. But, yeah, the Giants won 103 games that year and didn't make the playoffs. Now, obviously, the new wild card system, the one from a few years ago, Giants would have been in the playoffs. But now they have another wild card system where they have two wild cards. And if you guys don't catch the Dodgers, you got one game if you make the wild card. How much do you feel the pressure of that game? I mean, I know you haven't been there yet, but do you look forward to that, or you're just like, no, we got to win the West because I don't want to be in that one-game situation?
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes, we're going to do our thing. We win, we win. We don't, you know, we try hard we can. So that's the part of baseball, you know. You never know when you're going to lose a game. So you have to keep humble and keep playing your game the way we're playing. So that's what we're going to do.
All right, last question for you, Pablo. So, obviously, you know, Hunter Pence is known for his kale diet and other greens and everything like that. Has he forced kale on any of you guys or you, or has he done anything like that?
No. He's a great man, though. You're going to have a man like that in the clubhouse. So he's one of those guys, you know, love kale. So you need to leave the guy alone because if he kill, he's been playing all games from last year, so nothing we can do.
Have you tried kale before?
No, I never tried. I don't want to try. I don't like greens. So.
Yeah, no, I haven't. I don't really like greens too much. Kale's bitter, man. But any veggies you like, any at all?
Any? Yeah, I like veggies, but I try, you know, during the season, I don't try veggies.
All right, Pablo, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, man.
A big thank you to everybody for listening to the TortureCast, the podcast by and for fans of the San Francisco Giants. Follow us on Twitter at TortureCast. You can also like us on Facebook or check out our blog at TortureCast.com. I also want to say thank you to Ashcon and Bailey for letting us use their song Feeling Like a Giant for our intro. For Ben Lee and Chad King, my name is Willie Dills saying, we'll see you next time.